After over a year of deliberations, an effort to close two elementary schools in central Vermont fell apart this week. That's after the local school board voted against putting the measures on the November ballot. By a vote of 8-5, the Washington Central Unified Union School Board voted Tuesday evening against endorsing a plan that would have shuttered two of its five elementary schools, Callis Elementary in Callis and Doty Memorial School in Worcester. Vermont Public's education reporter Lola Dufour joins me now to talk about how we got here. Hi, Lola.
Hey, Mary.
What spurred this proposal that the board ultimately rejected?
Consolidation talks and financial pressures have really been simmering for years, but there is new urgency now. Like a lot of school districts, Washington Central had a failed budget vote last year before eventually getting a second proposal approved. And lawmakers this year also reinstituted a tax penalty. And without making big changes in its upcoming budget, the district will trigger it. Local school officials can't really control the cost of things like special education or health care, but they can close schools with dwindling enrollments. Shutting down the Callis and Worcester schools, plus moving all of the district sixth graders over to the Union Middle School, could save over $2 million, according to the superintendent.
I'm hearing a lot of money figures there, but is it really all about money?
No. People who favor closing also say that a bigger school can offer more in terms of programming and a more balanced, diverse peer group for kids. A few weeks before Tuesday's meeting, I talked to Anna Matheson, a parent in Callis, who is actually pro-closure.
Parents are ready to have a little bit more of a stable school environment, to have their kids in classrooms with, you know, just their grade, to have more resources and not feel like, you know, we only get a little bit of the purse when, you know, we want to start a run club or like if there's an activity and we can't. There's a lot of limitations to having, you know, reduced number of teachers and, you know, leaders in the school that are able to do things.
Why did all of it fall apart?
Well, closing schools is incredibly unpopular. A lot of parents absolutely love small schools. They value the intimacy that they can offer. Here's Stephen Codius, a Worcester parent I talked to a while back, talking about what it's like when he visits Doty.
We would go in there and every single person in the building knows our kid's name. And not only knows his name, knows like who he is as a person.
Residents and parents packed Tuesday's meeting, and the crowd was pretty overwhelmingly opposed to the proposal. A lot of them wore red in protest. By and large, people were, you know, polite and thoughtful, but there were a few pretty hostile outbursts. People see rural schools as integral to their community. There's this fear that if their school goes away, the town will die. And I thought it was interesting that even a handful of people who do support closing schools agree that they need to do a better job making their case.
Yeah, making their case how?
Well, for example, there was a thought at some point that maybe the district could expand after school or childcare programming with this extra capacity from closing two of the schools. But, you know, that hasn't been really fleshed out so far. I think I have a sense that administrators don't want to overpromise. But one Callis school board member, Daniel Keeney, really pushed school leaders to explore that idea further. He's actually pro-consolidation, which, as you can imagine, is really unpopular in the town he was elected from. When I was at that meeting on Tuesday, I could actually hear people behind me joking about how, you know, he wouldn't be in office much longer. But anyway, he was saying we need to articulate the benefits of this better. And that is something that I've heard from folks elsewhere as this conversation about closing schools picks up steam across Vermont. That if communities are ever going to sign off on closures in their own towns, it's usually not going to be because they think they can save a buck.
That was Vermont Public Education reporter Lola DeFore. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Mary.
And you can find more of Lola's reporting on Washington Central on our website at vermontpublic.org.